Scarum chuckled nervously and addressed the reptile.
How do you do, old thing? Just dropped in for a visit, what?
The lizard backed off, raising first one front leg and then the other, opening her mouth and hissing. Scarum ventured a paw towards her, but she hissed even louder. The hare waggled his ears severely.
Tut, tut. Doesn't seem to speak a word of sense. Must be jolly difficult not being able to say, pass the soup, or can I have another portion of pudding, please? Tell you what, I'll send her back to her pals, ignorant lot. That'll show them we don't mean any harm. Like to go back up to your family, ma'am. What?
Before Sagax or Kruver could stop him, the hare swept the sand lizard up in both paws and hailed it up among the other lizards. He could not avoid throwing up a certain amount of sand with the reptile. The lizards backed off speedily. Scarum smiled brightly.
I say, did you see that? One good turn deserves another. I imagine they were glad to get their pal back, but they don't seem to like sand being chucked at them, what?
Sagax gathered up a double pawful of sand.
Then let's try out your theory and chuck some sand.
Kruver loaded his paws with sand, grinning roguishly.
Aye, and let's give him your Salamandastrum war cry, just to show the blighters we mean business. One, two, Eulalia!
The time-honoured battle cry of hares and badgers rang out as the three friends hurled sand at the grass above. Then, taking the slope at a run, they charged up the side, flinging sand and roaring aloud.
Eulalia! Give them blood and vinegar, buckles! Eulalia!
There was not a lizard to be seen when they gained the dune top once more. Scarum chortled.
Who'd have blinking well believed it? Come out and show yourselves, you lily-livered, sausage-skinned, pot-headed, slimy bottom cowards! Come and fight!
Whether by invitation or just angry inclination, there came a loud hissing noise. Suddenly the dune tops were teeming with not just hundreds but literally thousands of the sand lizards, all looking rather angry. The three companions hurtled down from the dunes, sand spraying everywhere from beneath their pounding paws. As they raced across the low hills away from the crater, Kruver shouted,
"You and your big fat mouth! Why did you have to go and challenge those reptiles? Ain't you got no sense at all?"
The hare sped past his two friends onto the shore.
Steady on there, Planktail. I didn't know they could understand me. I just got caught up in the heat of the moment. You might say, blood roused by the jolly old war cry and all that, what?
Suddenly, Sagax could not help bursting out laughing.
I thought the only thing that'd ever raise your blood would be a double helping of apple pie.